This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagné. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A 27-year-old woman in central India gave birth to twins last week. That's, you know, nothing special. I mean, it's nice, but what's special, I guess, is that she named the boy COVID and the little girl Corona.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Some texter said, you tell me there's a worse name than Apple?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we have found a worse name than Apple.
Why not just name them Pan-Endemic?
Yeah, really. I don't understand. I just don't. Again, it's a different country. Maybe this, culturally speaking, is something that hits them differently than the way it hits me over here in America. But she says,
My brother, it was bad timing, but he didn't intentionally do it. But when they had their twins, he named one of his twins Katrina. And it was right around the time of the hurricane. And everyone was just like, what the hell? And he's like, we didn't name her after the hurricane.
Well, at least that's a name that, you know, is a normal name.
But there are some names that are just ruined because of whatever reason it may be. And that was definitely one for a short period of time.
Yeah.
When nobody was going to go with that name except for my brother.
Yeah. Well, that's why, I mean, it makes sense when a normal name like Monica is ruined. You know, because of incidents and things like that.
Well, we were originally going to name Tatum COVID-19, and that was before any of this.
Oh, it's pretty amazing that you just had that as a possibility.
Yeah, we just felt like there was too many of them, so we went with Tatum.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Here's what they're saying.
They're explaining themselves.
Mom says, me and my husband wanted to make the day memorable. Indeed, the virus is dangerous and life-threatening, but its outbreak made people focus on sanitation, hygiene, and other good habits, so we thought about these names.
So why not name your kid sanitation and hygiene? That's better than Corona
hygiene.
And COVID.
Well, I will say this. You know, we take normal
hygiene.
Sanitation and normal hygiene for granted, but a lot of Indians are living in squalor. I mean, you know, we saw a little bit of it in Slumdog Millionaire, if you haven't been to the country, but my wife has been, and the conditions for some people are, and that's what they were afraid of when this was spreading, was like, my God, India has already really bad conditions where people are living too close to each other with really bad sanitation and bad hygiene, not because of them, it's because of just the poverty. So I guess in a way I can see her point, only because I know their life, I know how they live. If in fact she's living in that squalor that I know of in India.
Yeah, but I don't know if that necessarily gives a good enough reason for naming your children COVID and Corona.
I can't argue with you. I mean, I want to argue with you on her behalf. I'm trying to understand her position, but it is very difficult.
I mean, those are quite possibly the two worst names ever.
So let's ask the people. Let's ask the people. Hey, are those good or bad names? Because they did. I guess when they found out about this, the people that wrote this article also did a survey.
Okay.
85% of the people said they're bad names. 4% said they're good names. And, of course, the 11% out there who are idiots that go, I don't know. Who are these people that don't have a reaction to naming somebody COVID and Corona? Yeah. Why do these people go, I don't know.
It could be all right.
Are they high? These perpetual undecideds are just freaking high.
Give it a couple of years. Let me know. Come back to me.
I'm. You know what's really irritating me in all of this are the undecided people of our world who can't freaking make up their mind about something. It's unbelievable to me.
I want to know their middle names because, like, it's Corona's middle name virus and it's COVID's middle name 19. Otherwise,
well, that would be
the
right
point?
Thing. I mean, that would be the right thing to do. Gosh, it just goes to show you how human beings have their own way of thinking. I mean, look, Steve, this is the best moment of a person's life, as you know yourself, the birth of your baby.
Right.
So,
the excitement of naming your baby as well.
Yeah. So they must, in their own brain, it must be good for them. It's just so bizarre that it is.
I mean, I don't even know. I know some people do it. I couldn't imagine like going into a giving birth to a child and they're saying, we're not going to come up with the name until we see the kid. Have you ever heard that situation?
Yeah, that is so in the moment. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, like I liked knowing that we had something as soon as we found out that we were having a kid, that we were able to like then kind of have the time to talk about what name we were going to go.
It's a lot of pressure.
And Tatum was the first name my wife brought up. Like, she brought up other names. I was like, nah, that's dumb.
Was there any pressure, Steve, for you to have to name it after somebody in the family?
No, because she's not named after. Her middle name is after someone in my wife's family, and I just thought it rolled off the tongue well.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like going to be like, no, it needs to be from my. I don't want to get involved in that family drama.
I got pressure.
But I also have family that got mad at me because I didn't let a certain member of our family's kid be a ring bearer, even though I've never met her. So I'm just like, I don't understand why I would have her be a ring bearer, and I'm not even sure if you guys are coming. And they ended up not coming out of spite.
That's because you didn't make the ring bearer, yeah.
Right. So yeah. For you, what happened?
Well, Joey's Joey because of pressure.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My family, my father, I mean, it's
Joe Pesci?
Joe Pesci, my father.
He's mad at you?
So mad at me. So I had to name my kid Joe. But see, this could be my generation. You know, your generation may actually, and of course you're out west, so you might have the freedom, more freedom to do what you want. But with Joe, I was leaving town for a job. It was my first full-time job in radio while my father was basically terminally ill. And the problem is my family hated me for leaving. They were like, you can't leave. Dad's dying. I went to my father and I said, Dad, I got a problem. And he's like, what's up? And I go, I got this job offer and I'm going to have to turn down. And he's like, what are you talking about? You're going to turn it down. And I'm like, well, I mean, you know, I can't leave you. He goes, this is your thing.
Yeah.
You need to go. And I was immediately like, oh my God, well, they hate me. The family hates me. And so the solution I came up with was the family's going to hate me for going, even though Dad says I can go.
Did he tell them? Like, hey, I told BJ he can go.
They didn't care.
They
didn't care.
I can understand
so
that.
I knew that I had to do something. So I named him Joe so that at least they know that I was being somewhat respectful naming, because I just knew that's how, you know, Italian families are. You know, it's like you got to show respect. So it was like I told Kathy, I said, look, man, I know this is your first kid. I know how it is, but we got to name him Joe or I'm going to be a mess. I go, what I'm going through over here is ridiculous. And, you know, and thank goodness my wife was like, OK, you know, I mean, Joe's a nice name. Sure. So it was total pressure.
Wow.
Joey wouldn't have been a Joey, I don't think, if not for the fact that all that pressure was there.
Did you have, I know you had Joe Svati or whatever it was.
That would be Sarasvati.
Okay, but so you had Jaya Dave.
Jaya Dave was also Jaya Dave, and here's the irony. It was also going to be Narayan, because we were looking for names that sounded sort of familiar to people.
Yeah.
And one of Joey's best friends actually is Narayan. It would have been so odd if they both were named Narayan.
What are the odds of that?
I know. It's so bizarre because he's got he's an American kid, but I don't know why he was named Narayan, his buddy. Maybe he's got some Eastern Indian roots I don't know about, but Joey would have been Narayan too.
So those were the only other options?
Yeah, Jayadev and Narayan. Yeah, because my wife was a Hare Krishna.
Your father did you a favor in a sense.
it wasn't even my father. It was the family, but yeah. And I mean, now that years later and, you know, how I now have more reflections upon the kind of man my father was, I didn't really appreciate my dad until he passed away.
Yeah.
And until I became a father. I'm actually now very glad he has that name because I do think it's a nice legacy of how cool of a dad my father was.
I couldn't picture him being Narayan.
Yeah, Narayan. But I mean, you know, at least it's Ryan.
It'd be funny if he was neurotic, because he'd be Narayan, the neurotic.
Awesome. awesome.
Yeah. Oh, you like that?
It sounds like a radio name.
Okay. Neurotic Ryan. Neurotic No Ryan. There you go.
Someone said, you have no idea how many bad names I've seen. I enforce child support for the state. I won't say them due to privacy, but if you think Lord of the Rings, World of Warcraft, and Dungeons and Dragons, you can probably figure out some of them.
Yeah, what's wrong with Garage Hellscream?
Yeah.
Or Warhammer.
Yeah, exactly. Warhammer.
Just Warhammer.
Yeah, just
good old
Warhammer.
Warhammer.
Good old Warhammer.
Hey, Vic, what's the name of your child? Warhammer.
Yeah.
That'd actually be pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well,
What are some other names in those worlds?
Well, you've got you've got Mordor. You've got Frodo,
Legolas,
Arwen,
yeah,
Aragorn.
All right, what about Dungeons and Dragons?
Oh, Dungeons and Dragons!
Ooh, Mordecai.
Yeah, you know that, Rev.
Yeah, Volos,
Beholder,
Beholder.
Yeah, just called. Oh, Demogorgon, of course. Demogorgon's the classic.
Troll. Yeah.
What about World of Warcraft then?
Ooh, I don't know that world as well.
Well, I said Garrosh. Okay, yeah. So,
is there Azeroth or Azazoth or something?
Well,
like that?
Azeroth is the continent.
You could ease. That's a great
name.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. There's the whole race of pandas. So you could just be Pandaren.
Yeah, and of course, in the world of science fiction, there's probably great names like Spock. You know, somebody named their kid Spock.
Good old Spock.
Sylvanas.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah, she's the undead queen.
Sylvanas is a great name, though.
It's not bad.
Yeah, that's not a bad sound.
I mean,
that's
better than Corona.
Or Deathwing.
Deathwing's a great name. What's
He's a
your
dragon.
Name?
That's sweet, yeah.
Deathwing.
Get over here, little Deathwing.
I just want to be in the classroom when they're doing roll call. Right. And all right, Jimmy here, Mary here, Deathwing.
Here.
Come on. Here. Come on. That would be so awesome.
Deathwing, did you do your homework? No, I did not.
Deathwing. All right, I think it's time to have another child. I want to see if my wife and I would have another child just so we can name him Deathwing.
Rory wrote us via Facebook saying, I'm thinking about naming my kids herpes and syphilis.
Yeah, why not?
Might as well.
Yeah, makes you feel, remember the good
herpes.
Times.
Oh,
yeah.
Chlamydia.
Oh, chlamydia. Good old clammy. Yeah, maybe that's not a good one.
Clammy.
Good old clammy.
Siffy.
Yeah.
That reminds me of the scene in Waiting where it's like chlamydia. That sounds like a nice name. I think I'm going to name my daughter that.
Yeah.
Chlamydia.
Yeah, chlamydia. Come here. It does sound very regal. Chlamydia. Please come down for your mixer as we this is your social. We are going to introduce you to the world.
Right, someone's had something nice to say about you, BJ.
Hi.
On the text. I'm not going to read it. I just want to let you know.
Oh, thanks. Okay, I appreciate it. At least I know they're out there.
It's out there, though.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Later.
Just mention wrestling, anything you want to say about me, and it will be read.
It says, as a fellow adopted kid, it's been cool to see over the years BJ's love for his father has grown on the show. For a long time, it seemed like he had no love, but over the last year or so, he said a lot of good things about his dad, and it's cool.
Yeah, it's very, very true. My dad and I had a very contentious relationship, and we were very different people. And the more I found out about my situation, the more I understood my dad more and more. And also, the more I found out about quiet people and how people like me are such a pain in the ass to them, the more I just understood him. You know, I just, mm-hmm. it was just a case of me not getting it. Which, of course, you know, when you're a little kid, you don't get stuff. That's how it is. But that's the beauty of time. It's the beauty of reflection. It's also the beauty of then walking in his shoes, which now I've done as a parent. And I'm like, whoa, he really gave up a lot. And didn't complain about it. That's the other thing my dad never did. He never complained. Of course, me, I was a huge complainer. And you know what? To this day, I really think I take the cake.
Mm-hmm.
Those are qualities that just I realized, wow, man, you know. And, I hope on some level he got it because I surely didn't express it. But I hope he got that I really someday would appreciate it. You know what I mean? You know, there's wisdom of old people that look at a young person and go, I know you're not going to get this now, but you will. You're a good human being. You will get this.
Well, I almost feel like him knowing that his time on this planet was pretty slim at that point, knowing to tell you, hey, still chase your dream.
He did,
shows
yeah.
that, like, you know what? He probably had, you know, knew throughout all this that there was a lot of love between the two of you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why would he care so much about your future?
It's so true. Yeah, and I just, again, you know, I had to go to therapy and work through my own delusions before I could actually see that clearly. And that is the reason why I have this change of heart. I'm now actually seeing things clearer than I did in those days. And, you know, I mean, that's the one beautiful thing about, you know, going to get my head shrunk every week.
Excuse me?
Yeah. It's what you do. It's what they do.
Sounds like some weird witchcraft going on.
I know. Is that an old term nobody knows, the head shrinker?
No, because people still call us like like their therapist to shrink, don't
they? Yeah, and that's where it comes from, a head shrinker. For some reason, they thought that that's what was being done to you, like a, like some sort of voodoo witch doctor thing.
I'm just picturing that scene in Beetlejuice.
Yeah, that's where shrink comes from. It's that the head shrinker is the official term of a psychiatrist, psychologist. I'm going to go to the head shrinker.
I never thought to wonder why people call the therapist the shrink.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's known done by Amazon tribes, those who shrink heads.
And for some reason, why that was associated to therapy, like, I have no idea. Maybe because they thought it would be that painful to really go inside your own brain. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like it was like based off of a joke on psychotherapists back in the 60s.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's...
Wow.
There you go. Yeah, that was the term everybody used back when I was growing up.
That's so funny.
Yeah. That's it. There you go. You learn something all the time.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
The Rock of Seattle. All right, time for another list so that you can fight and get mad and be pissed. So, you know, look, you know that folks that like to go on the internet and make lists anyway are in isolation, so they are even making more lists. And I don't know who the heck came up with this, but somebody did. And it is a rundown of the top 10 funniest movies of all time.
Ooh.
Boy, oh boy, this will get no agreement pretty much with anybody.
Is Waiting on the list?
Waiting is not on the list.
I just said one of my friends when I said that's one of my favorite movies. They're like, Waiting? I'm like, yeah, it's just a fun, dumb...
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if it should be in the top 10 of all time, but it's a good movie.
It's not my favorite comedy of all time.
And I will tell you this. We go as far back as 1975, which means I guess there were no funny movies previous to 1975.
No. It was a very serious world.
Yeah. So is Hot Rod on this list?
Of course it's not going to be on the list. It's only us.
Still like fantastic.
That. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's a great movie, but you know, I would hope that we get a cult following. Maybe it does, but I haven't heard much of the cult of the fat following.
Yeah.
All right, number one, Dumb and Dumber.
You know,
best
Danny,
ever.
I will tell you, wow, it's surprising that it's not in the top 10 seeing some of the movies I'm seeing here.
What?
But no.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Well, my all-time favorite comedy is, man, I still say it, and I have to watch it again just to see, because I've heard like maybe over the last few years that maybe not, it's not appropriate, but I still thought it was hilarious. It was Superbad.
Yeah, and you know what? You have hit the number one, sir.
What?
Yeah, that is the number one.
Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah, and I'm a tastemaker.
And look, I can't argue with Superbad being considered a top five movie. I believe, I mean, with all the great stars, the funny writing.
So many hilarious scenes in that film.
Superbad's a great flick. So, I mean, if something's got to be number one, I can't argue with it. From, you know, I think it's a taste thing when you're going to go from number one to number five with a list like this.
Okay. Yeah. Well, someone says, actually, we're getting a lot of people wondering if Step Brothers made this.
Yuck. This is the thing.
Oh, come on, Rev.
Yeah, this
is terrible.
It's a polarizing movie, but I'm with you, Steve, and I'm not with Rev on this one. I would put it in the top 10, but there are a lot of people like Rev that just don't like that movie.
Oh, Super Troopers has to be on this list. One of the best ever.
And I think it's the same thing with Super Troopers. Not everybody loves the broken lizard humor, but I'm with you, Vicky. I think it should be in the top 10.
And honestly, I like Beer Fest more than I like Super Troopers, but I love both. Like, they're two of my favorite comics. Comedies.
And I really dug Slammin' Salmon.
Oh, you know what? That one actually is right up there. Mm-hmm. Club Dread's the only one where I could live without.
Yeah, we're all kind of in the boat, same boat with that one.
And I wanted to love Super Troopers too. It did nothing for me. It wasn't awful. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, I got to contact these guys for my money back. But I was not happy with how I just didn't think it was as funny.
It's the trouble is, yeah, lightning in a bottle is so hard so many years later. I think when you see a sequel of any comedy that's done many, many years later, it is very difficult. It's very, very difficult to create the same magic. You're older, you're different. I tell everybody that. It just doesn't hit you the same way.
How about since we did Superbad was kind of like a coming of age story, kind of. How about like American Pie or any of the American Pies?
It's definitely the same kind of genre.
I've been watching those nonstop lately because they're on HBO.
Danny, that is the shocker to me. Not in the top 10. And frankly, frankly, I think there's some movies that I would take out of here. But this is the problem. It's a taste thing. Also, it's a generational thing because how people found humor funny and even the pacing of movies.
I got it.
So different.
Well, this doesn't mean in the top 10. It's Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, that's it. Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's a great.
That's number two. No, it's not.
It's not
number two.
That movie is so hilarious that you guys thought I would want to watch it.
Yeah. Hey, I see what you did there. Yeah. So you guys have, I'm going to tell you this, the top five movies are not older than 1997.
Oh.
Okay, so at least you can think about, all right, this is all in everybody's lifetime, the top five movies. We already got Superbad. I don't know if you'll agree with number two.
Batman versus Superman.
Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, that was a comedy. They tried to pass that off.
Look, you're missing an obvious one. What is the most quoted movie?
Anchorman.
There we go. Thank you, sir. That's number three, actually. This is where I have a problem. I think
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Of all the movies that are in the top five, Anchorman, to me, would be my number one.
Over Superbad.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. And here's why. Here's why. Superbad is a great coming-of-age story, but when it came out in 2007, I was 102 years old, whereas Anchorman was a completely different story. I'm in the media business, and so it just hit me the right way, and I just think that, the Ron Burgundy character is fantastic, and just the way the whole it just to me resonated so much better with me as a story and everything in a plot. They're both great movies.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I love Anchorman, but I feel like Anchorman falls under the same kind of labeling. It's like you would put the super bad, I mean, the super troopers, like the quirky comedy.
So really? Oh,
yeah, because I don't think everybody really is picking up on that style of comedy.
It's number three, though.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, though, I think that compared to Superbad, I don't know if it has the same kind of traditional style of a comedy.
Well, you know what?
Loud noises!
And maybe you're right, Steve. Yeah. Maybe that's why it was, that Superbad edges it out a little bit.
Loud noises!
But here's what I'm going to say to you.
Yes, sir.
Then you're going to have to explain number two to me then with that same logic, because I think number two shouldn't be where it is because of almost the same reasons you said.
Sausage Party.
Sausage Party is not new. And actually, number five, Steve, you will not like at all. I don't even think you've seen it.
It's going to be like Pandemic? What is that movie?
Pandemic?
That's when I got an Oscar.
Not a comedy?
Okay. Are you understanding the topic?
No.
Okay, I think you're thinking Parasite.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it is.
Won the Oscar in a horror movie.
That was the movie with the Asian subtitle movie? First subtitle
Steve,
movie
really
ever win
this.
Best Picture?
This is why I sucked at Douglas movies.
Yeah, you really did. Yeah. All right.
I don't remember anything that I just watched.
Yeah.
Let alone.
Well, it's really great. You are trying to do humor, but you can't remember the serious movie's titles, so that's even funnier. All right. Yeah, does anybody have what's your next movie you can think of that you love? Again, no.
Spaceballs.
That is not earlier than 1997, sir, for the top five.
But it is earlier than 1997.
Spaceballs?
Spaceballs? 97?
Yeah, dude. That Spaceballs came out like probably in the 80s.
I think BJ might be right on that
one.
Yeah, you said earlier than 97.
No, I'm sorry. It's nothing later than 97. You're actually, my bad.
Oh, okay.
I said it
wrong. I'm like, it came out in 87.
So I confused you all. So that's on me. So yeah. So basically, the top five movies, nothing is later than 1997.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
I screwed the pooch on that. That's my bad. So yeah. So what can you think of? It's a relatively recent movie.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
That's a fun movie.
Yeah.
I like Get Him to the Greek better.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a fun
movie
too.
To me,
so. And I wouldn't put them in the top 10. I could argue top 50, no doubt about it for those movies.
Get Him to the Greek would be a top five, maybe even my number two favorite comedy.
Oh, really?
I love that movie.
It's a good movie, but
Dude,
I think it's.
Sean Puff Daddy Combs in that film is incredible.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's incredible, but he's good.
He's eating his own face.
Yeah.
See, while smoking Jeffries.
See, it's all relative. It's all relative. I mean, when you're thinking mass stuff, I have to say no.
How about 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Oh, that was a good one.
And you know something, Vicky? Now that you brought that one up, I'm like, yeah, I feel like that could replace some of these.
Huh.
I'm with you. That was a great film.
Yeah, right. It's a great. You're absolutely right.
Oh, Texas just brought this one. I can't believe we didn't even say it. The Hangover.
Oh, yeah.
And again, you see, this is why when you see some of these older movies they put in here, I'm sorry. And I'm an old person. There are some movies that The Hangover should knock out of the top 10. You're absolutely right.
Top fiver.
And you're even missing the other one even before 40-Year-Old Virgin, which I think actually was even bigger.
Sex Tape.
No.
Duh.
No.
I mean, Romy and Miri Make a Porno, whatever that was.
Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
God, as fun and great as that movie was, it's just, we can't say it belongs in the top 10.
I love that I'm making Rev mad, because I don't remember the names of any of these movies.
I know, you really don't.
I'm surprised you didn't say Blockers, Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good film.
We can't. You know, as a matter of fact, we really can't even have Steve in this conversation.
No.
You know that whatever he likes.
Old school.
Oh, that's a good one.
That actually, you finally picked a movie.
Well, I was just reading a text.
Of course you did. I almost couldn't believe you came up with the right title and a movie that fits. Old school, you know what I mean? Old school I would push out because I think there are better movies done by everybody in that movie, that you could say deserve to be in the top 10. Like, that's not Will Ferrell's best work, but it's great, but it's not his best work, in my opinion. I think Anchorman's better.
I know it's not on the list, but it's now on demand, and it's awesome. I saw it in the theaters, and that's a movie, Good Boys, the Seth Rogen produced film.
I thought about that, because
awesome movie.
It's kind of like the new Superbad, isn't it?
Yeah,
with
younger kids.
And it is good. It's worth seeing.
It's so bad. It's great. Like, bad isn't, like, just wrong.
I think it's amazing that you haven't even touched upon really the rest of the top five, and I think probably because you would not think these are like the greatest movies. Not saying they're not great, it's just I don't think you'd put them in the top five.
Austin Powers.
You finally hit it, Vicky.
Oh, really? I was just being a smartass.
Yeah, baby.
And look, I just don't think Austin Powers deserves to be in the top five.
Oh.
I mean, top 10, I would put Austin Powers maybe in the, if anything, I'd put it in the lower part. But there's so many those other movies you mentioned, The Hangover and 40-Year-Old Virgin. I would put those two movies higher than Austin Powers.
What about Friday?
Ooh, dude, that's a good call, too. How is that?
That's
not
a top 10.
Yeah, you're right. How is that not on the list?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So number two is a good movie. I don't think it belongs in the top 10.
Two.
And it's a quirky, weird, it had a lot of funny scenes.
Napoleon Dynamite.
And you know what? It doesn't deserve to be in the top 10.
I agree. That's a terrible movie.
I don't think it's a terrible movie as much as you do, but it doesn't belong. Like for Steve said, it's so quirky, you can't put it in the top 10. Borat for number two. I'm sorry,
At the time, it was pretty funny.
That's the problem,
I don't feel like that stands the test of time.
I don't want to go back and rewatch it.
No.
Yeah. You're absolutely right, which is why some of these movies that are here, I just can't do. And then finally, and look, a lot of people are going to disagree or agree on this. Again, top four, I mean, the number four movie, South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Police Academy 3.
Do you even know which one that was?
That was, I think, the one that debuted Bobcat Goldthwait.
Okay. Well, you know what? I thought that was good. I love Bobcat.
I think
that
was the one that he first made his appearance in.
Back in Training, yes.
Yeah, yeah, Bobcat, I think he did make that franchise better.
Steve, know nothing about movies, and yet you can pull out Police Academy 3, Bobcat Goldthwait's debut.
Because he's an idiot. I mean, these are stoner movies.
Out of nowhere.
These are from the stoner part of his life. Look at him. He's laughing because he knows he... These are from the part where he was just destroyed watching movies in Plattsburgh.
I was not destroyed.
You were in friggin' Plattsburgh.
When did that movie come out as a kid? I was sober.
Okay, I doubt you were sober as a kid.
Yeah,
86. How old were
you?
Sober.
How old were you in 86?
I was like 11 or something. 12, maybe.
Oh, yeah, 12 years old. Let me tell you, I'm going to look you in the eye. Listen, if anybody...
touch alcohol at 12.
No, I don't think it was alcohol.
Weed?
I don't know. It's New York. If anybody's going to be...
crack. It was actually crack.
Oh, crack. Well, that makes sense.
It was free.
I knew you were into crack, but that's different.
I was very economical with my crack.
Do you
that one free vial, I made it last for a week.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy.
How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.